You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Tuesday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here. Sabres play tonight. Rolling. Everyone in the NHL actually plays tonight. Sabres, though, a little bit of a weird time.
Playing puck on a Tuesday.
What is it? What are they calling it? The frozen frenzy?
Frozen frenzy. And yes, they needed. I'm going to share the same sentiment that Jeremy had in the last hour. Jeremy White saying that they should do this more than just on a random Tuesday. Like, get some Friday nights.
Right.
Or Saturday nights that you do this again. Do it again. Do it when people are going to be wanting to watch.
They can't do it next Tuesday, though. Maction starts then. So.
I might. I don't know.
Now I'm just go to Wednesday. Just go to Wednesday.
Look, this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I'm Derek Kramer. He's Zach Jones. I don't know what to do with him at
sometimes
every now and
starts.
Then.
Next Monday, college basketball starts, so I'm busy that night.
I don't know what to do with you
Wednesday. Wednesday.
And that's perfectly fine.
Tonight, though, as mentioned, every team plays in the NHL. Sabres are at 6:45 home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Pre-game, though, still going to start at 6 with Schoep and the Bulldog. The night, though, will start at 6. Flyers Penguins and Flames Maple Leafs, and it will go all the way to the end of the evening at 11 p.m. Sharks going to host the Kings. It is everybody in action. I do love this kind of stuff. I need to know if there's going to be a channel where I can go to real quick and just get up like a bunch of highlights, like if they're going to do a sort of red zone channel, because if not, they should.
And ready? They probably don't.
They probably don't.
Because it's all on ESPN and ESPN Plus from what I'm seeing here.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't.
Tonight's Sabres game though is on MSG.
It is also on ESPN Plus, but it is an MSG game. Yep. But like, the thing is that like, yeah, I don't know what you're like. Have that channel where things are happening, where you're just playing highlights, because hockey is fluid enough of a game that you can get away with just playing highlights.
Yeah,
and having fun that way, and like showing all the goals and the plays and the sequences. The hits, the pattern. There's so, and with every game going on,
yeah,
you can go in live to some feeds, and then you can cut out and go to different ones. It's not that hard to have a central control for hockey. But as of late, when can I trust ESPN to do the right thing?
That's right. 803-0550, the number two call. We did promise it. It is the 11 o'clock hour, and with that. Is our primetime performers time. Top five performances from the last week or so, the weekend especially. We've been doing this really since the start of football season, but with now almost every major sport into its seasons, we got the NBA going last week and all of that. We are now full go. It is not just NFL players. We are going across the board. We'll start, though, with our honorable mentions. And I am going to start with football, Derek.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love. Great game from him, 360 and three touchdowns. The Packers are, what, 5-1-1? They are really good.
A lot higher on my list than an honorable mention.
I have him as an honorable mention. I mentioned it. There was a lot in sports that I kind of wanted to play with a little bit here. But Love has looked great. I envy Packers fans in many ways. The fact that if you were born in like 89, you have yet to see a bad quarterback play for your team outside of a backup having to go in because it's week 16 or 17 and who cares?
Matt Flynn.
And even then you got Matt Flynn against
Matt
the Detroit
Flynn
Lions.
Earned a contract and totally messed with the Seahawks. If not for the drafting of Russell Wilson, he could have messed with the Seahawks.
I envy Packers fans in many respects with that, where it's just you literally went from Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and now even if he's the Jeff Garcia to your 49ers run here, Jordan Love is still a baller. And he fits what the Packers do, which is athletic, strong-arm quarterbacks that are going to make which-level throws.
So first honorable mention, I'm going to go to the Rinks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, I'm going with Trevor Zegras getting the Flyers into the win column, and he factors on every point that they score. 2 goals, 1 assist, and a 4-3 shootout win. Guess what he does in the shootout? He scores the first goal on that one as well. So Trevor Zegras getting the honorable mention there for the Flyers, who have kind of looked all right. The Islanders, too, by the way. Both of them were 4-3-1 after the night.
Disgusting.
And we'll see what both of those teams are able to do. The Metro's a lot more balanced this year than the Atlantic is.
It's better than the Atlantic.
It's better than the Atlantic, yeah. But both of those teams, 4-3-1. Trevor Zegras, though, getting my first honorable mention.
As mentioned, I'm going all the way back to the weekend as well. Addison Barger, game one, Grand Slam.
Let's share this. Let's talk about this.
Watching that game live with Joe Calley as well, with you, Derek, with Josh Schmidt.
Yeah, all three of us on this show were hanging out with Josh Schmidt.
We all hung out, watched that game, and when that happened, that was electric. Really, that entire inning was just a fever dream. The Sabres had played well. They won. Then we go to the Blue Jays game, and the Barger Grand Slam. You're like, oh my God.
Vibes could not have been better than that moment right there.
Incredible.
And, yeah, no, Barger is worthy of honorable mention because of that. And a Grand Slam, the first one of a pinch-hit Grand Slam, in World Series history. So to be one of one is already awesome enough. To be 4 of the 9-run sixth inning is also another thing. To think that that's technically not even half of the work that they did in that inning is also incredible stuff. Unfortunately for the Jays, it has not looked as good for the last two games. Staying on the honorable mentions, I've got Drake May. Drake May is starting to become a consistent factor here, and I hate it. I don't know how he's this low on the MVP odds. As a matter of fact, get Josh Allen out of there.
All right. I no disrespect, but no, not this year.
Hang on. No. Ready? No disrespect to Josh Allen, but all disrespect to voters and odds makers.
Still pushing that?
I don't know what you're doing right now. Like, voters probably aren't even saying that. Odds makers, get him out of there. You're making people waste their money, and shame on you. Do you have more on your honorable mentions list, or should I keep going?
So where I want to go with this, I should have put Tucker Kraft with the Jordan Love one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring him up. 7 for 143 and 2 touchdowns. He was on tight end day. That's nice for him. I'm going to kind of push him off, I think, on honorable mentions and just leave Jordan Love there. I do want to mention Myles Garrett. We both talked about it on Sunday when it was happening. 5 sacks.
Oh, my God.
He's absolutely an incredible player. However, for the exact same franchise, on opposite ends of the line, it just feels like Joe Thomas's career. Best at his position, outside of maybe a few guys in the same stratosphere, and it's going to kind of be for naught. At least Myles Garrett, though, has been a part of some playoff wins for Cleveland and a part of some hyped up years. But man, 5 sacks, and they're basically not even in the contest against New England.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
So I don't feel bad because like he went and asked for a trade and then accepted that contract, and now he's mad that they're not good. And like, dude, you literally signed up for this. So sure. I'm going to go to college football for my last honorable mention. I'm going to Texas A&M, No. 3 Texas A&M, Marcel Reed.
Yeah.
202 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 108 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns against then number 20 LSU, and it ultimately gets Brian Kelly canned.
A lot of big openings up in college, man. A lot of big openings. That should be a big Arkansas, LSU, Florida.
Yeah.
That's Virginia Tech, I haven't even mentioned there. I mean,
that's a huge job opening.
It's a huge job opening. Might be the biggest one. I think it's all going to start, though, with if Lane Kiffin decides to stay at Ole Miss or not.
But I have a vested interest here in number 3 Texas A&M and what they're able to do.
Yeah.
Especially through the playoff. So, oh, yeah. I can see why you're a little more.
Sadly, so do I.
A different perspective on that. But yeah, no, Marcel Reed, going to wrap up my honorable mentions.
And then for me, Jonathan Taylor. I've mentioned it a lot. I think he's the runaway favorite for Offensive Player of the Year. I really don't even care what the odds have to say on that. He's playing out of his skull right now. Another 153 on the ground and three total touchdowns. He is a wagon.
MVP running, but running backs currently are not allowed.
I think he might, though. There's no quarterback really taking the baton. No one's really running away with it.
Man, Mahomes.
Mahomes, maybe, but Baker Mayfield was the guy that was getting a lot of talk. Jordan Love, maybe, especially if the Packers do get the one
Drake
seed.
May should also
Drake
be
Drake May
there.
Maybe should, but with how good Indy is, and they might be the one seed, I mean, it's the thing. He might go for 2,000 yards and 29 touchdowns. That would be a better season than Saquon Barkley had, and we had people genuinely clamoring for that. It ultimately didn't mean much, but people were clamoring for that. He only winds up with 15 rushing touchdowns.
All right, well, shall I get to number five?
Number five.
All right, I'm calling a slight audible. I'm swapping my four and five from what I sent you.
Okay.
Matias Samuelson.
Yeah.
That's right. Sabres defenseman Matias Samuelson.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Nielsen, certified primetime player. Why? That 2 goals, I know plus minus is a flawed stat, but he's plus 4 against the Maple Leafs on Friday night. It was so fun to watch that game, especially because we were flipping back and forth. Mm-hmm. All of us hanging with Josh, and it was so fun, though. Seeing Matias Samuelson suddenly becoming the goal-scoring savant, to which then Tage Thompson the next night literally took it personal.
Yeah.
That Matias Samuelson was outscoring him. So, no, Matias Samuelson there, number 5 on my primetime players.
So, for me, I am going to college for number 5.
Okay.
And this is because I take assignments that are given to me very seriously. So, Sal Capaccio, if you're watching.
That's right.
North Texas quarterback Drew Mestemaker, 608 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, completing 75% of his passes against Charlotte over in the American Conference. Unbelievable performance. I know it's college. I know it's the American Conference. You don't just do that every day. Unbelievable. They are 7-1. They'll be playing the undefeated 7-0 Navy this weekend, Saturday at noon. And look, it's North Texas. He may not leave. He's I think, a redshirt sophomore or a true sophomore. This is going to be a guy to keep an eye on. He's already got 21 touchdowns, only 4 picks. And North Texas scores like the wind. He's a big part of it. 608 yards. This is also, in part, I'm reading Seth Wickersham's American Kings book. And the fact that Norm Van Brocklin has the most passing yards in a game bothers me immensely.
I don't know whether to be impressed or scared with you that you're bringing in North Texas here for the primetime.
Yeah, baby. Drew Mestemaker.
We're digging in deep here.
There we go.
I'm not digging in very deep. Number 4 for me is Devil's center Jack Hughes. He scores his 7th and 8th goals on the year. which ties him for the lead in NHL in goals in an overtime win against Colorado. He's a reason the Devils have lost. He's one of the big reasons the Devils have lost one game so far this year and look like one of the best teams in the National Hockey League. So Jack Hughes there, number four.
Number four for me, James Cook. He has a career day, 216 and two touchdowns. He also does it with unbelievable efficiency, 19 carries.
Yeah.
We mentioned it. I mean, we're, of course, watching the game. He could have gone for more. This could have been a performance that's 260, 270 type yards if they really wanted to. And especially, too, the Bills, at a certain point, felt like they weren't even running different plays. It just was the pitch outs. They just kept doing for Cook. He is just he's become one of my favorite players to watch. Not even just on the Bills, in the NFL. He has got such a quick twitch. His movement is incredible. His balance is phenomenal. I know I complain a lot about the talent level for the Bills. James Cook is not a part of that. He is absolutely an elite player, and he's ascended to that level this year.
Zach, I'm just going to have you go to number three because my number three was James Cook. So I don't think we need to elaborate further on that one. So, Zach, just hit me up with your number three right now because we just got through your four, my three, and James Cook.
I went with Shohei Ohtani at three. Ultimately, he has a better game than the guy I'm going to go with at number one. A little bit spoiler alert. But okay. It is primetime performers. I go for the big moments. But Shohei Ohtani had a really kind of quiet postseason until his big breakout game. Now he's really picked it up, and last night in an 18-inning game was that as well. 4-for-4, two doubles, and two home runs in a game that needed all of that. It ends 6-5, and they needed everything from Ohtani.
I will mention a little bit more about that because he's a little higher on this list. Number two for me, Jordan Love. As you had him in the honorable mentions, I put him up higher because there is this whole thing of questions about Green Bay. How good are you really? You tied the Cowboys. You look a little ugly sometimes. You've lost to Cleveland. Jordan Love goes out there in primetime against the old Packers quarterback and doesn't even make it as much of a contest. Again, 360 yards, three touchdowns in that win in primetime. You mentioned the big moments. I do think that it's a statement win against a quarterback that wanted revenge a little bit with his first opportunity to have a crack at beating the Packers, probably his only crack at it. He will not be like Tom Brady. He does not beat every NFL franchise. Jordan Love is the reason why.
All right. On to number two.
On to number two. What you got?
Austin Reeves, Lakers shooting guard.
Oh, the 51 points.
Not even just the 51 points. He follows that baby up the next night with 41. He's doing all of this without Luka Doncic. Austin Reeves, Lakers shooting guard. It's early in the season. There's been a lot of big numbers. Victor Wembanyama also could probably be on this list with how many points and blocks he's getting. But Austin Reeves, the Lakers are without Luka Doncic. LeBron James is also out. And Austin Reeves just goes out there and goes, I got it, baby. Don't kick your feet up, boo-boo. I got this. 51-41 in back-to-back games. Number two for me.
All right. Number one time. It's Ohtani. For the second straight week for me, it is Shohei Ohtani because you mentioned the two doubles, the two home runs going 4-for-4. He's also walked five times.
Yeah.
That is a command of respect. At that point, you're like, okay, he's 4-for-4. We got to walk him now. Like forever.
Forever.
We can't do this. And unfortunately, that respect and pitching around him is where you get to lesser worries around the rest of the lineup. Because, yeah, it's a solo shot, but you then have to take more into account what you're doing with Ohtani, and then you take less into account what your number one is there.
And my number one, it really is all of the moment. It is Freddie Freeman. Again, in the World Series, he has a walk-off home run for his home crowd. But this one is also, and I've mentioned this a lot too, the romanticism about playoff baseball going deep into the night. I mean, they go 18 innings. They play two full games. They got to play again later tonight. And for him in the 18th inning, solo shot, home run, walk-off, let's all get out of here. It's not much better than that. I think that is the epitome of playoff baseball right there. I loved Ohtani's performance. And to be fair, if ultimately, and this is the worst part, because he winds up at three for me, but ultimately if the game just ends with a walk-off single or what have you, I probably don't even have Freeman on this list. He's probably not even an honorable mention. It's not like he had this insane game that was capped off by this walk-off home run. But for me, it's that moment. It is the primetime performance That's what you look for me at least.
Yes.
And so for me, number one, Freddie Freeman, the walk-off home run from last night.
Yeah. For me, Ohtani being there again is also because of the fact that, like,
that dude's unbelievable.
He's
talent.
Kind of stringing it all together right now, the dominance, and it's kind of worrisome. As the Jays supporter here, it's kind of concerning.
This has turned into, though, a great series. I know the Jays are down 2-1, but outside of game one, these games have been close. They've been last night was a battle. Teams trading leads. It was a battle, and then it goes into extra innings. It was fantastic.
But also, game one was supposed to be more or less the statement of, no, there's going to be a series here.
Yeah.
I think that was a statement more than anything of, like, no, this is not Dodgers in four. And it could be Dodgers in five, the way things are going for them. They're winning these tight games. But if the Jays can get one of them here in L.A., well, A, you have to
in order to
make it a longer series. But B, I think they're capable because they've been with L.A. every step of the way in the two losses.
Game four later tonight at 8 p.m. And I don't think anything has changed. So if true, on the bump tonight, Shohei Ohtani.
Right in time, right?
Shane Bieber for Toronto.
This is that annoying part coming back here. Just saying. It's as if he just helped them incredulously yesterday for a big win. And now he's back and he's on the mound. Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. Love that.
Those are our primetime performers. They are up at our Twitter accounts as well. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get back to some of that Bills conversation, also the Sabres as well. They are in action tonight and potentially could be a huge game for them at the start of the season. Game number 10 for the Sabres tonight, 6:45, 6 p.m. pregame. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.